Please be advised that today's Magist podcast will mention themes of trauma and harassment that might be triggering for the listening audience. Please feel free to give yourself a moment before tuning in.
Welcome to the third and last episode of Communicate. Today, we will be following up on the first two episodes of the series as we follow the sound of Taylor Swift's All Too Well. I am one half of your DJ team today. I'm Sammy, and today I'm joined with...
Kino. How you doing? We talked about in the first episode, a crack in the glass in the first. How to communicate and how to the first signs of an abusive relationship.
And for the second episode, we talked about the breaking point or what it feels like or how to identify a toxic relationship and how to acknowledge it.
And today we'll be talking about the remembering or the trauma and recovery of such a relationship. So to start off, Sam, why don't you go ahead?
So I think that today's episode is a bit interesting because everyone has their own experience of moving on, whether it be from a friend or in Taylor Swift's case, an ex. So let's just start off by saying that moving on is definitely a lot easier said than done. Do you have any personal experience with that, Kino?
Honestly, a lot of just dissociating. Not a lot of times I just like kind of out of body experiences, but yeah, I definitely think it's something to go through regardless of how heavy or how light it is.
Yeah. And I really do feel like you learn a lot about yourself from the relationship itself and from moving on because it's rough.
Yeah. Because everybody's relationships differs and everybody's breakups differ. The common thread amongst everything is that we still had that relationship, that we still like learned ourselves through that, as well as we learned ourselves through how we recover from that breakup and things like that. I learned that going to the beach with a bunch of friends really helps from my last breakup. So that was kind of fun.
It's actually kind of funny because the last breakup I had was the album of Taylor Swift's Taylor's version of Red came out the same week. So it's very fitting that we're discussing All Too Well because it was my fight song. moving on. I mean, I guess I think the remembering portion of the song All Too Well, it starts with a line, "But you keep my old scarf from the very first week because it reminds you of the innocence and it smells like me."
Bars, first off.
Bars. Bars. And I think that an iconic like memento of like Taylor Swift's relationship, which I would know because I think I followed along that whole storyline back in 20 whatever, since I was a very big Swiftie. Well, an iconic memento of Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal's relationship was the scarf that Taylor Swift was seen wearing when the paparazzi took pictures together.
I remember a bunch of people on Twitter be like, "Oh my gosh, the scarf is coming back," or something like that. So I do understand like the iconography of it all.
Yeah. And I mean, at that point, I feel like Taylor Swift was just trying to turn the tables a bit and try to address Jake by saying, you know, you can't get rid of it because you remember it all too well.
Too well. Yeah. I like that moment. But I like how in the video, in the music video itself, they start off, the whole remembering part start off with those, you know, bittersweet memories, you know, as it floods back into Taylor, as she recalls all the good moments and the bad moments of the relationship, because it's always like that.
Yeah.
You know, in any breakup, it could be depending on like, of course, again, it depends on the entire relationship, but it's easy to focus on the good things, but it's, you know, but in the case of Taylor, I don't doubt that all the downs and all the bad things of the relationship was more like prominent, you know, even though it may seem like she was having difficulty moving on. She puts her foot down by saying, you know, with the lyric, "Back before you lost the one real thing you ever known." Still, she admits that what they had was special. In the following line, "It was rare. I was there. I remember it all too well."
Yeah, the battle cry.
And like even when you know and acknowledge the abuse, there's still that kind of that conflict. Like it was still, you know, it was still a portion. There's still part of them that you love, but after the effects of emotional abuse and manipulation they urge you to blame yourself, to blame others, to yearn for what you had in the past. But it is, Taylor shows, or Taylor shares that you are not weak for feeling those emotions. You know, it's totally valid for you to feel that maybe you're the wrong, or maybe somebody, everybody else is the wrong. But in reality, you were, at least in a toxic or in an abusive relationship, you're in a way a victim, and being unsure of it all is a valid feeling, even after the relationship.
Part of the process. It's part of the process, yeah. And I think now, like, moving on to the second half of the remembering, I guess Taylor Swift, like, she copes with the loneliness of the loss of her relationship and the trauma of her very emotionally manipulative relationship as well. I think there's this one line, it goes, "And I was never good at telling jokes, but the punchline goes, I'll get older, but your lovers will stay my age." That was kind of her way of, like, coping with the loss now of a relationship, kind of like throwing jabs at Jake Gyllenhaal. Because, yeah. You know, fun fact, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's 42 this year, and his most recent love affair, the girl's like 26.
Yeah, like, dude, that's like half his age ish, if my math is not wrong. That's so odd, though. I mean, hold on. Let me just wait. Give me a second. I just want to switch this girl up. But I guess going back to Taylor, kind of digress a little bit, honestly. But, you know, she, as time passes on, you know, there's a whole part where there's a bit of a time skip. She shares that, like, again, even if it's been so long, it's like, well, in Taylor's case, 10 years, the bruises can still ache. You know, she's got a line here where it says, "From when your Brooklyn broke my skin and bones, I'm a soldier who's returning half her weight." I guess that you could interpret that in a way that toxic relationships and abuse can make us feel incomplete and broken, but it hurts our perception of ourselves and makes us feel weak. But I know from what I've heard from other people telling the story that it is easy to feel that way, but it's definitely the idea of you being not a full person after a relationship is just not true. You know, mm-hmm.
I feel like, because when you're in a relationship, you know, you share so much with another person that they almost become part of yourself. Now, when you lose them, it's like you sort of forget what it was like only being alone. It gets hard with just being alone. But then, especially when it comes to toxic relationships, of course, like, you don't want that toxicity to be part of who you are. So I guess that was really encapsulated in the message of her lyrics as well.
Yeah, definitely. And in the video, you know, that in that portion of the video, it shows all the, like, the sweet moments, you know, the relationship, but then it also shows all the pain and all the strife. And they're like, in the film, they were like alternating them with scenes of her, the character, her breaking down. And I guess that goes to show that, you know, relationships aren't really black or white when it comes to that. And some people may be bad for us, but we can't deny outright that they gave us happiness at a certain point, you know, even if they, you know, sometimes there's a, I forgot where it's from, but there's a saying where it goes like, sometimes people who are good to you aren't always good for you.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is one way you can see it. And, you know, even if it's for the better, the breakups are never easy.
Yeah. There's this one thing that my friend told me when I was going through, like, my most recent breakup. They said, don't look at the relationship for, like, what it was or what it could be. Look at it for what it is. So even if it's like, you know, even if it was good on the good days, bad on the bad days, like, look at it for what it is right now, because it's definitely hard getting out of a toxic relationship, and you really just need to step back and look at the whole situation.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just learning about this in class in, like, the counseling room or, like, in therapy room. The word that they like using is decentering, which is basically you don't detach yourself. You know, you still feel the feelings, but it's what we said, you know, it's that stepping back from you.
Yeah.
Being aware of, how you're feeling, what is making you feeling this way, and everything else around it. Be acknowledging that in a non-judgmental way, and just looking at it and acknowledge and seeing what is happening, how is it affecting me emotionally, what am I feeling, what am I thinking, even, you know, if you can step back from yourself and see what kind of thoughts you're having in a situation, and in this case a hard relationship, then perhaps that will help you kind of get that perspective of whether or not you should try to keep going with it or move on, or even, you know, even forget about it. So I definitely think that that whole like decentering, which can be done through you know, mindfulness practice, you know, meditation, all that stuff, all that heebie-jeebie stuff like that.
Student. But it's definitely like a very lonely process, mm-hmm. like when you come to think of it, because, you know, it's definitely something that you have to go through alone. Like, your friends can say everything they want to make you feel better, but at the end of the day, it's like moving on. It's something that you have to deal with on your own. And I think there's also one line where Taylor Swift says, "Did the love affair maim you too?" Sorry.
Yeah.
But I feel like in that part, she was trying to say that she felt alone and experiencing the trauma of like his constant gaslighting and emotional manipulation. And it just goes to show now, like, it really is a lonely process. And sometimes you might even feel like you're the only one who suffered the bad part of the relationship. Mm. But yeah, it's just rough.
Yeah. And another thing about like that whole process is that sometimes for some people it's easier, but in the grand scheme of things, it's never a straight line, you know, it's never a linear experience, if you may.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you may feel better about it, you may feel comfortable about it, but and other times it like it hides beneath those like good moments, and like sometimes resurfaces when something unexpected reminds you of it, and sometimes that hurt. Sometimes it's something that hurts you like way back years ago, even can still hurt you today. And even though Taylor Swift shares that, you know, she moved on from the relationship and everything through the song and everything, I don't doubt that, you know, there are some days where she looks back at it and it's like, oh yeah, that hurt. Like it's still, yeah. But again, it goes back to that acknowledging that, oh, you feel hurt because of that. You mm-hmm. felt hurt even back then. But the important thing is that you are processing it in a healthy way. You know, you are moving forward regardless of what happened to you back then. And I think that's one of the important parts of that, at least.
Yeah. And like what you said, yeah, going through trauma, it's like really not a linear experience. And I think that it's also important to point out that even if you may relapse or feel better on other days and then feel bad on other days as well, it doesn't mean that you're not healing. Like that doesn't it doesn't invalidate your progress and your mission of moving on, I guess.
Yeah, your journey, really, I suppose.
Yeah. But I guess another thing to point out is that after analyzing this whole song through the three episodes that we did, which again, if you haven't watched the first two episodes, go ahead and check it out.
if you're listening to this, and without listening to the first two, you haven't earned it yet. Go back.
Yes, go back right now. But yeah, her story, I feel like it definitely gives a voice to other people, because, you know, she's this big pop star, but breakups and emotionally exhausting relationships, and even abusive ones, aren't specific to Taylor Swift alone, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And her entire discography is, she, you know, she's known for getting in a relationship, breaking up, and then making an album about it.
Yeah.
But I think in this song, in this album in particular, it's something it's a breakup that isn't just like, oh, we fell out of love, blah blah blah. It's more, it felt more I suppose violent in a way, because it wasn't clean. It wasn't a clean break. It wasn't like, you know, you're ripping off the bandage in one go. It was slow and it was hurt. But even if it was like that, Taylor had the courage of sharing that and making her own art. Yeah, making art out of it and sharing that as well. Mm-hmm. And even in the film itself, in the last scene of the film, It shows Taylor, you know, presenting, doing a like book signing of like the fictional novel of All Too Well, this song title. Mm-hmm. And in the audience, there's like there are a bunch of young women who are around the same age as Taylor was when she first started dating Jake. So, you know, while she may not have had that somebody to look up to during that time when she was dating him, she became that person that she might have needed. And I feel like that's such an important thing to be able to do as an artist, especially as someone with such a reach as Taylor.
Yeah. And as you said earlier, she's very infamously known for writing about her exes. And just a bit of a tangent, I'd be scared to date Taylor Swift. Like,
yeah, dude.
I don't want a whole breakup song dedicated just for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But for what her critics fail to recognize, though, is that her songs are a source of comfort, nga, as what you said, to many people. And, you know, toxic relationships and emotional abuse, they're not really topics that are very easy to talk about. But songs like All Too Well offer like this source of empathy to others mm-hmm. who have suffered the same events. And I feel like even if she's not, you know, in person reaching out to them saying, it's okay, I went through that too, it's kind of like a silent pat on the back, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess Taylor just really reminds her audience in the scene that you described earlier that you're not alone and that you mm-hmm. are heard and that you are strong. You will get through it.
Because it's so easy to look at your past self and call yourself weak, and even yourself now, you know, telling yourself you didn't do enough or you weren't good enough. It's important, but it's important that we recognize that just getting to the point where you are right now was a struggle, and that you are strong enough to go to reach the point where you are. You know, your pain is valid, mm-hmm. and the trauma that you may have gone through is always valid, and the fact that you're here today, as Taylor says, you know, you are strong enough to go even further. But also that, you know, you got to treat yourself with kindness because you deserve it. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think if you're listening to this and you relate to everything we've said, that, you know, you want to kickstart that moving on journey, this is your sign.
It's your sign. Do it. Your sign. Start baking. Do it in a hobby first. That always helps me.
Yeah.
But I suppose that was like the main thing. And I don't know if there's anything else to say, because everything else was, you know, despite being such a short part of the song, both the song and the film, it's such a clear and like profound message, in my opinion.
Yeah. Weren't you saying something earlier about how the last few parts of the song, like they're very repetitive, right? The sacred prayer, I was
there. Right. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, we were talking about it before.
What were you saying again? Sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about this before we were recording, but hold on, let me go. But yeah, here, in the outro of the song, it keeps repeating. She says the same thing over, wind in my hair. I was there. I was there. I was there. Down the stairs. I was there. I was there. Sacred prayer. I was there. I was there. It was rare. You remember it all too well. And then it goes again. I was there. I was there. And so I think that not only is, you know, a way to kind of coast the song into mm-hmm. ending, but it's also just such an important almost mantra for Taylor. And I suppose anybody, because through the song and through the film, she shares her experience of that uncertainty of not knowing who to trust, especially being, you know, we throw this word around a lot, but it is true that she was, you know, she experienced gaslighting firsthand. And in that experience, it's hard to know like what is real and what is not, because you're being emotionally manipulated and abused. And so this outro, you know, I was there, I was there. You remember it all too well, I suppose, is a way for her, like a defying moment of, I remember everything. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it all too well, but I was there. Down the stairs, I was there. I was there. So I think that's such. I think her giving herself that stand
mm-hmm.
is such a great way of showing that I'm above this. You know,
yeah.
I have grown from this, and that part, And sharing that part, I think, is increasingly more important because you are there as well. You know, if you are in a relationship or you are in a situation where it's like you're not sure, just remember that you are there. You are your own person. You know, mm-hmm. If you remember it, then it might as well have happened. So trust yourself, I think, is what to take away from that. You got to trust yourself more than anything.
And I think another takeaway from the repetitiveness of the line, I was there, it's also sort of a reminder that even when you eventually get out of the terrible situation that you're in after you move on, because you will move on, don't worry about it, you will move on. But even after that, I guess it's a reminder then that like you now know how much you're worth, you know, mm-hmm. what not to expect in a relationship. So you know how to do better. You know what to look for, you know how to value yourself and everything like that. So reminding herself that, you know, I indeed was there. I guess she was also trying to say that I will never want to be there ever again.
But I suppose that, but you know, this is again, I think I'm not sure if we made this clear enough, but this is just our interpretation of the lyrics, you know. For anybody listening, I want you to like kind of ask yourself how has the song for you encapsulated the experience of moving on for her lyrics? You know, how do you see it? You know, how do you resonate with those lyrics? Mm-hmm. And now that you've, you know, now that you've listened to All Too Well throughout the 10 minutes, what is something that you have realized, you know? And if you've been such a kind soul and listened to all of this, what are your thoughts? You know, mm-hmm. we don't have a lot of avenues to talk to our viewers and stuff like that, but this is more for you and like self-reflection. Cause I think if you give yourself a moment of acknowledging how you feel and what you think, you know, and just stepping back and reflecting on it, I think it'll be nothing but for the better. So that's something to leave off with.
So again, if you missed the past two episodes, go check them out right now, but we're going to a quick summary before we leave. So in the first episode, again, we talked about cracking the glass, how to communicate, and how important it is to tell your story, just like Taylor did, and why you should be heard, basically. Mm-hmm. Like why it's important to tell your story. Because again, it helps people realize that they're not alone in their journey and that there is life after a toxic relationship or even an emotionally abusive one. So
yeah, and in the second episode, The Breaking Point, we try to talk about what it feels like, how to identify it, and how to acknowledge it. You know, it's definitely difficult for anybody, especially in that situation, to see and feel what is happening going on. So in making sure that stepping back, decentering, as we talked about earlier, if you decenter, take yourself back and look at yourself and acknowledge yourself non-judgmentally, which is very important. It's something that can help you. And today we try to talk about trauma and recovering from that trauma and trying to move on, but also remembering it and acknowledging it. And I feel like that's an important part. So yeah. Sammy, you got any last words?
I guess after this whole analysis of All Too Well, we definitely have a lot of lessons to take away and even to apply in the future.
Maybe I'll call her back, dude. Maybe I was wrong.
So yeah, take everything as you will. You know, there's definitely a lot to unpack, even if it is, you know, just not just, but it's a pop song and there's a lot of underlying meaning to it, you know. So appreciate the art, I guess. And be nice to yourself. Yeah,
exactly. But thank you for listening and I hope you have a lovely day. The Remembering and Recovery in Taylor Swift's All Too Well is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Rome Science and edited by Dom Placer.